The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up, Mick Vujicic knows firsthand the difficulties life can hold, but Jesus met him in his pain.
To understand that he is with us is the greatest miracle of all. To know him and to let other people know that God loves you, he's with you, he's going to pull you through. And so the Holy Spirit is our present help in time of need, but he also delights when he uses other of his kids to help his hurting kids.
Welcome to Life Today. We are back with Mick Vujicic. And if you missed the other program, you can see that at lifetoday.org. And we're talking about Champions for the Broken Hearted, Belinda. And I know you've seen a champion's heart in Nick.
Yes.
It's so beautiful to see.
The first show was so great. But what I just appreciate about you is your desire to call other people. It's not just what the life you've lived. You have such a heart to call other people to move and to work and to minister in the best way God has equipped them. It's just so awesome.
I'm scriptural, so praise God for that. And anything good that you see in me is from the Lord. And, you know, I'm glad that people are encouraged. But so many people come up to me and say, wow, you have a powerful testimony. You have a powerful ministry. I'm like, we all need to be the hands and feet wherever we are for the one soul to hear that God loves them and to actually be the love of God extended. And that means not just saying hi and being nice and all that, but getting to know them and really getting to know your local community, even when it's not easy to hear what our communities are going through or within the church as well.
One of the barriers I know is that people think they're not qualified or they recognize their own brokenness.
Yeah.
Is this something that only the experts can do? When I say something, I'm talking about reaching out and touching someone where they're at and being the hands and feet of Jesus, as you talked about in the last program. Do I have to reach a certain level, or is this something that everybody should just kind of wade in and rely on God to pull them through?
Yeah, look, it depends on the conviction of the Holy Spirit at that moment. Sure. Anyone can open their mouth and say what, you know, God says to say. And that's the beautiful thing. God can use anyone who says, yes, God, use me. And it's not about the courage. It's not about, oh, well, what if they think about this? And that's, I think it's that fear of rejection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's like, well, I don't think I can really help you, so I'm not going to even try.
Right.
What's beautiful is God uses us as the farmers scattering seeds. And some seeds take root, some seeds don't. So for someone who doesn't feel qualified, so there's two things I want to say. We all can plant seeds of love, hope, and joy in Jesus Christ through people.
Right.
We all can do that. The second thing is, this is a beautiful thing. People can see my physical appearance, but kind of assume my brokenness on the inside. But the beautiful thing is that we're commissioned to be part of the Great Commission to share, who were you before you met Jesus? How did you meet him? What does that transformation look like? And what does that mean for you today? Mm. Now, you may have arms and legs, but maybe you grew up fatherless. Mm-hmm. That's as big as a disability, or even worse than having no limbs. And for you to be used by God to find someone who doesn't have a father, and God can use you, the qualification is telling someone, I know how it feels to be brokenhearted too. But don't worry, God is with you. And so sometimes we don't even want to share that, you know, we're vulnerable. I don't want them to know that I'm going through this. Depression, anxiety, Nick still goes through this. Today, I'm still going through counseling sometimes. Today, I'm still going through ups and downs. Today, I'm still under construction. And so we all, though, can give our yes to God, and it's all for the sake of Christ. What did he give? His all. What can I give him? My all today.
Mm. And you know what's interesting is I can think back into times in my life where there's been a moment of brokenness or disappointment or sadness. And when I step outside of that moment for a second and be helpful to someone else, minister to someone else, yep. start serving in some capacity, yep. all of a sudden I start finding purpose in what I'm going through, or it starts just at least becoming smaller in my view, and God's people start becoming more important. So how much of finding that part of your story and that brokenness that we all have, how much of that is more of kind of an invitation to start walking out what God might actually have in a full purpose for your life?
To me, I believe with all my heart, that's the absolute full potential of God's plan for your life, is to actually now share His love and what He's done for you with others. That doesn't mean you have to write a book. It doesn't mean that you have to become a speaker. But we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And we're like, well, I don't know if they're ever going to come to church or not. You can still get to know your neighbor. You can still preach the gospel. But within the church, this is what I want to talk about. So many people don't understand the untapped orchards of fruit trees for the body of Christ, if we just got to really know one another and really share what we're going through. Not just, hi, God bless you, you know, I'm praying for you. No, you're not. You lied in church. And so many of us is like, I feel unqualified. I don't know how to start the conversations. This is something that we want the church to start conversing in, because in our community, whether we like it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, there are brokenhearted people sitting in the pews every single Sunday waiting for someone to say, hey, can I share with you my story? And when you share your story, or can I hear your story? Yeah. It's about love. It's about conversing. And that gives room for the Holy Spirit to actually share the glory of God. It's got nothing to do with you or how good you are. You got it all together. You know enough about the Bible, or I know how to talk to someone. I'm just being obedient because that's what God's asked me to do, is to be the hands and feet.
It involves a lot of listening, I found. Yes. And I don't always have time for listening, which requires me to lay down my own selfish desires and go, I'll just listen. It's amazing what that can do.
But I want to. So true.
Right? Hard lesson for talkers like me. So you hit a bunch of areas. You talk about the trafficked, the unborn, the orphan, the abused, the bullied, suicidal, disabled, poor, prisoner, veteran, widow, the Native American, which is a whole fascinating chapter. I don't know that we'll get to it. I want to know, as you've gone through and spoken to these people and seen their broken hearts, do you feel any particular call out to the church to pay attention to someone we may not have paid the kind of attention to that God wants us to?
I love that question, Randy. And the answer to that is no. I feel like we all must, according to our own faith, according to our own conviction. What's beautiful is this. If I was a pastor, I would know this, that 1% of everyone who comes to the church that I'm pastoring at has a passion for evangelism, has a passion for foster kids, has a passion 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%.
Wow.
I don't have any stats to share that, but that's based on 3,500 speeches in 87 countries and 500,000 conversations and hugs in 25 years. And so we get to see a lot where there are people who have a passion for something, but we don't realize that the army's there. It's not that the pastor now needs to be a jack of all trades, as the world would say. It's equipping the church. It's not equipping the pastor. It's equipping the church. We are the church. And so, believe it or not, a lot of us are already called to some of these peoples and mission
fields. Are you saying 99% of the church isn't activated? Is that some of
a million percent? Exactly. In my opinion, if I'm not saying, I think 5% of the churches that I've been to are actually doing some discipleship, some accountability for leadership, and actually doing some community service that's beyond Easter and Christmas, there's ministries. But to really discover, like, how has God called you? Like, it's more like, this is the church, these are the programs, and how do you begin? Now, how do we, the church, now do what God's called us to do through you?
Yeah, right.
That's the difference.
Yeah, is it always this thought that somebody else will do it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, because when you say the church should be doing this, we usually think,
The church.
And you're saying the church, mm-hmm. right here.
Absolutely. So yeah. My dad was a pastor, right? Mm-hmm. And so when someone says, oh, pastor, you should do this, my dad always says, great, go do it.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Go do it.
Right.
Go do
well,
it.
And also, I mean, scripturally, there are various parts. There are many parts to one body. And I do know that there has been disappointment in churches because someone has said, you know, we really need to do a better job reaching the veterans in our community. And then that's it. But what I hear you saying is that God has designed us, that if He's put that on our hearts, if He says, Randy, you need to reach the veterans in your community, I can go to the church for support and for help, but I need to follow up on that call.
Exactly.
If He says, go reach the Native Americans in the reservation in my state,
right.
I need to follow up on that call and not be a follower in the calling of God, waiting for the church to go do something,
right.
But to be the church and do something.
And it's very, absolutely, I couldn't have said it better. So, Randy, the problem is, though, as a pastor, like, well, how do I equip the church? That's why we have the Champions for the Brokenhearted series at nickvministries.org. Years ago, God gave me a list of 103 different ways in how the human being can suffer. And we've now actually joint ministry partnership with Champions for the Brokenhearted to equip the church to, even if they want counseling, to learn how to have lay counseling for some of these people in different situations. We've offered that on the website. But this book is to light and amber. I think some people don't even realize. This is not, oh, let's add fuel to an amber or fire or fan the flame. Many people don't realize that 1 in 3 girls at your church have already been raped by age 17. Yeah. 1 out of 5 boys have already been raped. And it's in the church too. It's not, well, it's not, no, it is. And there's suicide, and there's addiction, and there's pornographic stuff that people are not talking about. And so it's all important. And so it's almost like, okay, let's be the church, but here's the way that we could equip the church from the leadership's perspective and still have that safe space, though, to be transparent and be engaged the way that God's called us to be, the hands and feet.
So expand on that a little. With this ministry, if you say this is kind of what helps light the spark, where does that go from there? If somebody were to come find you on the website, what is that doing? How is that helping activate each person?
I love that. Every church should be that place, that well, mm-hmm. where as they dig deeper into that, they can actually see a lot of videos on nickvministries.org. I actually look right into the camera for all the people groups and actually preach the gospel according to what they've gone through. Mm-hmm. Interviewing experts in the fields from human trafficking and foster care and all these kinds of things. And so we want to be a resource to the church with videos, with conversational starters, but also give this out. You don't know if this book itself is going to inspire someone in your church, because when you know that you're not the only one, that's why we don't share our pain. We feel like we're the only one.
Yes.
And no one's going to understand, and no one can actually heal my heart anyway. They didn't even know what to say. Yeah. But this book actually, I think, prepares the heart for even hearts that are going to be healed just through this book.
I appreciate you wanting to kind of kickstart a lot of the church into action. You mentioned maybe, even if it's a small percentage, but some churches, some people who are the church, right?
That are active.
Are actually bringing hope to the brokenhearted.
Yep.
What do you see when people take that step? They take that risk. They put themselves out there. What do you see God doing?
If you don't engage in how God has designed you to engage, which is to give, you have freely received, you've freely been freed from your prison of depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, ups and downs in your life. All you want to do is help someone else. And the joy that overcomes you, this is what I've been made to do. Mm-hmm. And even if it's only one person that comes to God and finds healing, it's all glory to Him. But that's the fullness of the joy that I've experienced.
One person comes to Christ, all of heaven rejoices.
Amen.
So, I mean, I say to people, you know, all the time, do you want to make all of heaven rejoice? Then that one who's right in front of you, that's where you minister.
Amen.
So, yeah, we're all equipped by Christ. Oftentimes in the moment, do you ever feel like you're kind of hanging out there, kind of risking yourself, not ready to do the ministry? Or do you feel always prepared? Because I find that half the time I just got to go.
You just do it anyway.
I got to rely on God to follow up and to take care of things.
We have to be ready. Am I always ready, Randy? No, I'm not. I go through airports sometimes and I'm like, I don't want to talk to another human being. And that's transparently true.
Sure.
But you never know what God can do with that seed. And you can cut open an apple and you can count how many seeds are in an apple, but you can't count how many orchards are
so
in that
good.
One seed. Mm. And so God knows that we're not perfect. I'm not perfect, no one's perfect, but do all that you can. And the fixing our eyes on Jesus is, He is the perfect example. He never said no. He always was ready to reach out and do.
Yeah, I think He's just looking for willingness.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And I was gonna say, I feel like there are people watching right now who have experienced their own brokenheartedness.
Absolutely.
They have had struggles in their life that they never expected or would have asked for, and you can understand that. And I just want to say to you right now, there's a number on the screen. If you would call that number, we have people who will pray with you, pray for you. They can pray for healing. They can pray for clarity of mind. But really, they're just there to lift you up, to bring your need to the Father. So call that number. Don't be afraid. We are all here. We're in this together. This is how we walk through a life of brokenness, because I love how you make it so normal to say we're all broken.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
All broken.
Right. Right. Hey, you know, I find that we don't always get rescued from our broken situations, right? You know, you prayed for limbs, you don't have limbs. Mm. I prayed for my sister to be healed from cancer. She died, we buried her.
Yep.
We all have these broken situations. We all have a past. And though God doesn't eliminate the past or necessarily fix all of the present, He gives us His presence.
Yeah.
He says, I'll be with you through the brokenness.
Yep.
And I think when we look at it that way and understand that when we go to other people, we're not there to fix them. We're not there to give them false hope, to give them platitudes. We're there to say, God's with me in my brokenness. He's with you in yours too. And just to kind of reduce the whole conversations that we've had for a couple of programs, I think if anybody would walk away with anything, it's that. It's His presence. And in His presence, there are amazing things.
Mm-hmm. There's healing.
Yeah, amen. There's healing.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the healing of our heart and our mind and the rescuing of our soul is the number one. Mm-hmm. If I die of cancer, I go home. My dad died of cancer. We prayed. I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm sorry for everyone's losses, but death here on earth is the ultimate healing. And so sometimes God gives people physical healing. Sometimes God doesn't. But to understand that He is with us is the greatest miracle of all. To know Him and to let other people know that God loves you. He's with you. He's going to pull you through. And we don't know what, why, and how long, but we're here with you.
Yeah.
And so the Holy Spirit is our present help in time of need.
Mm-hmm.
But He also delights when He uses other of His kids to help His hurting kids.
Yes.
So good.
It's so good. And you can be a champion for the brokenhearted. You can also get the book because it's a good guide. It'll encourage you. It'll help you. But most of all, it'll guide you into being who God has created
That's
you
right.
to be. There are some brokenhearted people that no matter where you're at, you can reach out with love and say, God is with you, and we do it through His people. We're His church, we're His hands, His feet, right? We've said it a half a dozen times in these two shows. Would you consider reaching out and being a champion today? Watch this.
Across rural Africa, families depend on rivers like this for their daily water. But behind each drop lies a difficult truth. What does that mean for their quality of life? Annabella is a nurse from the rural clinics in the area. She has dedicated her life to helping families in the surrounding villages.
Não, esta água é mesmo suja. Só bebem por acaso, como já não tem mais outra água e não tem mais outro sítio onde eles tirarem água. Isso é por causa de quê? Porque a água que tiram aqui é suja. É suja. A primeira coisa é que o boi vem aí, bebe água. O porco vem aí, bebe água. Ao beber a água, ao mesmo tempo, está a urinar aí. E a mãe vem com o bidão, um balde, carta água. Chega em casa, a água não é tratada, a criança bebe, diarreia, vômito.
Severina is just one of many mothers in the area that has no choice but to rely on this water for her family.
Lopo mwene ndi manihinya kwa ndika pasavi hemba busenge. Oku juise timbariosi kuti lovi hemba yoji nale bolombongo si kwete bari. Ndika pasovi ti oku tumalisa moku siringala. Oku ndunyuisa. Mas o primeiro dia que vou beber aquela água, não vou fazer uma hora. Comecei a sentir dor de barriga, barulho na barriga, parecendo que tem rio a escorrer a água. Façam tudo enquanto vocês têm vida e saúde. A riqueza que vocês têm não vos pertence, pertence a Deus e pertence aos outros também. Acompanhem sempre as crianças. Ajudem aqueles que são necessitados, de quanto a vida nos permite.
I can't even imagine, you know, I'm a father, I'm a grandfather now, and I'm a man, I want to go in and I want to fix the situation, which is why I get so excited about Water for Life, because I know that we can make a difference. We can go into those situations and we can give them clean drinking water. Belinda, I'm curious, you're a mother, you're a very young grandmother.
Yes.
What does it do to you when you see the pain that these mothers go through?
Well, it is. It's so heartbreaking. And even as we've seen today, there's no limit a mom will not go to protect, to provide, to help your child survive. Yeah. And yet these moms are helpless. They have the same desire I have as a mom to want to protect my child. And yet they can't without our help. They can't, and they have to watch their children get sick. I can't even imagine. If my child has a fever, I will do anything I can to right. to figure out how to help that child. Yeah. They're helpless.
They are. And you know what's interesting is, having been there, they do what they can. They will try to filter the water. They will try. It's hard to boil sometimes if you can't build a fire. You know, you don't have something to boil in. It's very difficult. That's why when we go in, we just say, look, we have the solution. We have the ability. We have the capability and the means to solve this problem of clean drinking water. And if you have the power to do something good, don't you want to do it? I know so many of you do. Let me tell you how it works. $4,800 will, on average, drill one water well that will last, on average, 70 years. That's Water for Life, clean drinking water. You just be a part of it. There is no part that's too small. A $144 gift will provide the same clean drinking water for 30 people. A gift of $48 will do that for 10 people. Here's where I come from, just so you know. We're in a position to save lives. We represent Christ on this earth. James, the half-brother of Jesus, says that faith without works is dead. We're told that we were created for good works. This is our opportunity. Every crisis we face is an opportunity to say, let me show you what goodness looks like. Let me show you what hope looks like. Let me show you what God looks like. And it's very simple. Belinda, that's why I get excited about mission outreaches, because as hard as it is to see the situation that these people are living in, I know, you know what? God's put us in a position to show them His love.
And if we can do something, let's do it. Why would we not? It's an expression of God's love to someone else, and that's why we're here.
It is, and it's simple. That's why I invite you to be a part of Mission Water for Life. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can. Let's be the love of God in people's lives today.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, fresh drinking water, free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Discovering the Joy of Reading God's Word. Whether you've read the Bible for years or are just beginning, this book invites you to experience Scripture in a fresh, more intimate way. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request a Life of Compassion coffee table book, capturing Life Outreach's heart for the world. Each page pairs timeless Bible verses with vivid mission field photography, making God's Word visible in action. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request Life's beautiful 2026 bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You really can make a difference. I hope you'll do whatever God puts on your heart today. Together, we can all be champions for the brokenhearted. I've been blessed. Belinda, have you been blessed?
I've been so blessed. Nick, we're so encouraged by everything that your ministry does, that you do. I think one of the things that I've caught that is so amazing about you is you didn't just let the Lord heal you for the sake of having your heart healed and having your mind healed. It was to pour out to others so that when they catch the vision, they pour out. And we're just always catching the vision and always pouring out. And I love that because it's like a domino effect for the gospel to be spread throughout the world.
I think that's what God designed us to do, to be empty vessels, to be filled up and then poured out. And that's a daily thing.
Yes.
You can't give out what you don't have. Mm. And so to walk with God, to walk humbly, to do justly, and to love mercy, it's pretty distilled to like, okay, I'm here for a quick vapor. Mm-hmm. How many people can learn about the love of God and His plan for them? God has a plan for me. God has a plan for them too.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes, you've been encouraged today. Go share God's love with whoever He puts in front of you, and then come back for more encouragement. We'll see you next time on Life Today.
You can chart a purposeful path, creating a legacy of love and hope for future generations. Visit Life Planning Services today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.